to Sierra Quebec. Net control for the Metroplex Thursday night net. We meet every Thursday night at 8 o'clock local time. All amateurs are welcome to join in. And I will take a call for any mobiles on short time. KB2 Sugar Point. Okay, here and not. Good evening to all my shortwave listeners, Mary Walsh and Dave. Good evening to you. And I'll take, I'll stand by for all check-ins now. KB2 Sugar Queen at control.
Alpha Echo 2, Alpha Alpha, Bayonne, New Jersey.
Starts out with an N2 and probably being really kind of tired tonight, so it must be me who is, here we go, Luis Mendoza, N2GKI, that's Luis. Quite often he's in here listening, I'm quite sure of that, and told me that via, email. So that'd be Luis, N2GKI, he's located in Hoboken, Paul. Now go ahead.
Okay, very good. I know you mentioned it, and I made a note of it. And I got to tie a string around my finger. Can't locate my note, but good evening to Lewis, N2GG, Golf Kilo India, shortwave listening. And also, good evening to you. And, okay, well, appreciate that. Yep, I got my newsletter very well put together. I enjoyed reading it. And some beautiful pictures in there. Well, did another outstanding job, and I don't know if I mentioned last week or on the net or not, where your newsletter was top newsletter in the ARRL Hudson division, I believe, as you mentioned in the newsletter. Break with you, Walt, and let's go to Bob, WA2UEE. Bob, good evening to you, and give me a health and welfare report if you have one update on
K2KJI. Gene, Bob, good evening. Good evening, Paul. All the fellas on the net. Gene is doing okay. Improving every day. He still only has 2 days a week in the store. But as he gets stronger, he will probably open it up more. We got the newsletter today. Very good. Very interesting. I like the pictures in there. Because I look at the pictures and I go, oh, that's what that guy looks like. You know? I mean, you imagine what a person looks like, and then when you see a picture, you say, oh, okay, that's him. You know? So it was very good. I enjoyed that very much. I read the whole thing through and through. Let's see. I talked to Trevor this morning, and if he's awake at 1 o'clock over there, he's going to come over and say hello to us fellas on the air there, but I don't know. He says he doubts it, but if he does wake up, he is going to come and say hello. And thanks for that number that you gave me today, Paul, for the Netherlands. I appreciated that. That helps me quite a bit, because that is more like a new contact for me. It's and Hans, H.H., last two calls, and I've talked to him now a couple times, so get into the Netherlands now through the EchoLink, which is very good. So I won't talk too much now, Paul. Thanks again, and I'll turn it back to the net. This is WA2UEE.
Okay, Bob. Very good, and it'll be on the list. I'll send it to Walt to add to the list later in the net, and it'll be included in that list, that shortcut list that Walt puts in from time to time. Thank you, Bob. I'll break with you, and let's go up to John, the president of Metroplex, KB2VBO, over in Ramsey, KB2 Silver Queen. Good evening.
Else on the net. Comments about the newsletter. Son, I've only known for the last hour and a half, did not have the time to reviews of it. I know some photo quite interesting stuff. Tight schedule lately, settled in right now. Got my system operated yet, not so. About it. Alter has covered.
Okay, John. Yeah, I believe Rathbook was at the field day too, wasn't he?
Yeah, briefly.
Okay, as long as he was there to make a couple of contacts, that's all we need. You know, we like for him to come in and make a couple of contacts. Thank you, John. Let's break with you. Let's go up to Greenfield Park, N2A Tennessee. Don, good good evening to you. And do you have any updates on Vicky? Maybe two sugar points.
Okay, good evening to all. Antway JT at Falls Head Greenfield Park, Catskill Mountains, 42 degrees. Good sleep, mate. Miss Vicky, no. She's supposed to be at the hospital, but the time I've been calling is around 12 and 11. She may have been going back and forth to appointments. So as of yet, nothing for her. Ricky. Hope everything's fine. Good evening to all on the net. I'm going to be fine with you and the family. I'll pass it back to Net Patrol.
Okay, Don. And we have WD7 Alpha Victor Foxtrot that's on frequency. Got to get a mic. Hang on 1 second. Oh, he's got to get a mic. So he'll be back. Bob will be back checking in a few seconds there. So, what's it, XE1, Golf, X-Ray, Golf. Let me get his mic, look at him. Okay, Don, thank you very much, and good evening to you, and good evening to you. And let's go up to Thompson's Cove, New York, to Jim, KC2DHU. Jim, good evening.
Pictures. I down. There's other fellows there that I'm not familiar with, but I did read their names and call signs in there, especially that young man that was in there. It's good to see some young hands. Now, Philip, you know, gave me 2NGU. I know he listens all the time. And I was speaking with a friend of his that wanted me to say hello. Archie from Maryland there, November 2, NWK. November Whiskey Kilo. N2NWK says hello to Philip. I know Philip's out there Watergate like he likes to do. So, and before I turn it back to you, Paul, in case you disappear on me for a few days, very happy birthday come this Monday. I'll be the first to wish you a happy birthday, Paul. KB2, Sugar Queen, back to net from WB2LMB. 46 degrees, bonds up 1,000 feet higher than I am. So I'm a bit warmer. 46 going down to the high 30s. Back to you, Paul.
Okay, appreciate the birthday greeting. Yep. The D71 is coming up. Yep, I probably will be disappearing. Not disappearing to where I want to be going. I'm going to probably be in Atlantic City, but this will be the first year in some time that we haven't, we're not going to Las Vegas. But some other things came up and I knew about it. And figured I better be around town for today and tomorrow. Then I hate to leave on a weekend because the price of tickets are so expensive. So I think I may head down to AC on Sunday for a couple of days. So thanks for the birthday greeting there. And into NWK. Okay, that was, I'll see what that is to pass along if I feel like there. And yep, we had some nice pictures there from the contest that we attended, two Saturdays ago. And it looked pretty good there, I must say. You know, I enjoy Glenn, I enjoy working contests, man. And I'd be happy when 10 meters opens up again so I can work from contests on 10. But that contest, Glenn, that was like pulling teeth. Oh, gosh. But we managed to, I think, somewhere around 34 of them that day. Work all you up, I believe it was there. Okay. Glenn, okay on the temperature you got there. And let's go over to James up there. James, I'm not sure if you were Mobile or not. You didn't mention if you were or not. KB1 LOY in Hawthorne, New York. KB2 Sugar Queen. Good evening.
KB2 Sugar Queen. This is KB1 LOY. Good evening to all on the net. A pleasant good evening. My name here is James. And no, Paul, we're here in Hawthorne at the homestead just finishing up a cup of tea after dinner here. And just listening here on the radio and get ready to go back up to Boston. I got to go up there this weekend and get my car with Massachusetts plates inspected and a bunch of other little chores I got to do. It also coincides the first weekend of the month. The ham radio clubs that I belong up to in Boston have a breakfast. And, last time I was there, 35 hams showed up too. So we all have ham and eggs for breakfast. So we can make sure we're still hams. But we'll be going to that breakfast on Saturday morning up there. And if anybody ever travels up that way, certainly do give me a call. We'll let you know which place to go to up there. And you can meet up with some local hams up there. So we're just sitting here and listening to the net, just enjoying all the conversation here. A lot of people talking about this newsletter here, the Metroplex newsletter. Sounds like a very interesting venue. And happy birthday to you, Paul, on Monday, 10-4. It's your birthday, 10-4, that's right. So we'll turn it back to net control, and over here, let's take one LOY off on you.
Okay, James, I'm not sure if you got one, but if you would like to see a copy of it, just pass along your email address, and I'll forward it up to you, James.
You sure as hell?
Very good. I would like that. I really would appreciate that. It's my call sign at ARRL.net. If you could inform me what I'd really appreciate that, Paul. Thanks for that.
Okay, dokie. I'll get that all. Probably while somebody else comes aboard, would you attend at Jake?
Hey, what's your temperature like up in the Hawthorne?
Temperature-wise, we're looking right at 50 degrees here. I think this temperature Santa Claus will be bringing one of those to us here. We've got 50 degrees up here in Hawthorne.
Okay. Looks like Don is holding down. He's going to get the Icicle Award tonight.
That's not a nice award to get,
but so far it looks like Don might get the Icicle Award. 42 up in Greenfield Park. Okay, James, I'll break with you. Let's go down to Pennsylvania. N3FCX. Dan, good evening.
N3FCX. Good evening, Paul. Everybody else out on the net this evening. And let me say happy birthday. And Paul, when you're down AC, I hope you win the big one, Paul. Back to net, N3FCX.
Okay. Hey, Dan, I hope so, too. But I may be in your neck of the woods, too, because we're going to leave Sunday, so I may stop into Ben Salem to visit my granddaughter. And he wants me to pick up her card that she made for me. And my grandson called me tonight. He wants to take me out to dinner. I thought we might have a snowstorm. He's 22 years old. Got him a little job and everything. He mentioned tonight that he wanted to take me to dinner Monday. It's October 5th. I thought we might have a snowstorm. Anything might happen. That joker said that I wanted to take me to dinner. I couldn't believe it. But James KB1LOY, it should be in your inbox there by now. So, Dan, good to hear you in there. What's your temperature down there?
N3FCX. We're 5-0, Paul. 5-0. It's going to be a chilly one tonight.
Okay. Very good. Now, I'm having a problem with my sender service. They're sending an email. I don't know what's going on here. But no, it hasn't gone out yet, James. Looking at the screen here. Anyway, we'll see what happens. Could be online. Hello? Still online? But I don't know why it hasn't gone out yet. Break with you, Dan, and good evening to you. Let's go back to Mexico and see, Bob, how things are going down there. 79 degrees. And as I say, you can mention, you can send some of that warm weather. Although it was a nice, refreshing breeze, coolness here in the city today. But you got what I like, probably. 79 better than what Don is getting up in Greenfield Park. Good evening to you.
Okay, real good. Well, yeah, I'll send Don some of the warm weather. But, you know, I like cool weather myself. I personally like the fall. I miss the fall weather up there in New York and New Jersey. And for me, the perfect temperature is around 70. But it's nice right now here, I must admit, you know. The rain in the night, you know, evenings cool, daytimes are pleasant, but the sun really burns, you know, because we're up at about 10 feet around 4,000 feet, but the sun, you know, it burns. So it gets a bit old, especially when you don't have much hair on top like me. I'm looking at the pictures in the newsletter here, enjoying all of them, and I want to wish you a happy birthday as well, Paul. And I enjoy looking at the newsletter. It seems to be getting better all the time. And it's nice, I agree with the other gentleman who mentioned, to see younger operators coming on board. That's really cool. Good deal. So not much else to report. Let me tell you that I've been working with CW, QRP, and kind of getting into that here, working with a club here in Guadalajara, which is one of the oldest clubs in the country. It was founded in 1932, and meeting some hams. And I'll send up some pictures one of these days for the newsletter. I told Walt I'd do that. So that's about it. Going to participate in the Scout Jamboree with Ham Radio and so. So, with that, back to net control. KB2 Sugar Queen, Group, WP7ABF, XC1GXT.
A2SHA.
Okay, good evening, Alma. We have you checked in. Bob on everything. And all the activities you have there. Giving up the wonderful newsletter that we have. Let's break with you and let me see if Yusuf is in there. Maybe in between jobs. AC2, Bravo Delta, Yusuf.
got the key down there. Ahmed, go ahead.
Hi, Paul. Hi, Bob, or Roberto, and the other fellas on the net. I just came on, so excuse me for being a little late. But I've been working all day on various house projects due to an inspection that occurred by the city. And they gave me a lot of little odds and ends to do, you know, paint ceilings and do the fire escape and paint the garage doors, et cetera, et cetera. You know, they're Mickey Mouse about everything. And I have to endure inspections not only by the city but by the state of New Jersey every 5 years too. And they'll always find something wrong. In fact, there was one time they came over, I mean one of the men came over from the state, and he says, you know, he says, you're in pretty good shape. He says, but I really have to find something wrong. He told me, he says, I can't walk away from the property and not put you down for something. So he put me down for a very little problem that I had with a wall, a crack in the wall, and that was the only thing that was wrong. And it was something I could fix in about 15 minutes. But that's not what happened when the city came here. They gave me about 10 things to do, so I work a little bit on them every day because the date is coming when I have to, you know, invite one in, and if you don't find things right, I'm going to get fined. So, back to net, Paul, and WA2SHA here.
Okay, Armin. Wow. Yeah, I guess they want to find something. There's nothing is perfect anymore nowadays. I guess they... theory there, Armand. Let's break with you and go down to Orlando, Florida, N2KCJ. Kirby, good evening. N2KCJ. KB2, Sugar Queen, good evening, Kirby. Okay, do we have any additional check-ins for the Metroplex Thursday night net? Call KB2, Sierra, Quebec, Net Control.
KB2SU. ZCCYY. I'm mobile with a bunch of stops, so I can't really hang around, but I just wanted to say hello to my favorite net. Good evening, Paul, and everybody else. I'll be clear.
Hey Lou, good evening to you, man. It's I was about to give you a call. I was wondering if you were out there headed to Home Depot or Staples or on your usual run there. But thanks for stopping by. We have you checked in Mobile with a few stops to make that loop. QSL.
Mr. Roger,
ShopRite,
Costco, et cetera, et cetera, but I don't want to bore you with the details. Hopefully next week I can spend a little bit more time on that. 7-3 to all.
Lou, not a problem stopping in. Appreciate you stopping by. Let's go back to Kirby down in Florida. N2KCJ, Kirby. Okay, Kirby's having some sound problems, probably with his mic. Sound problems, okay. But he's in there listening. He's able to call, I believe. Of course, his message he's typed in on Echo Link there. All right. Break with you. And do we have any additional check-ins for the net? Call KB2, Sugar Queen. Hearing now, no further check-ins. We'll go back to the top of the list and make additional comments. A2AA, Walt, any additional comments from you, sir?
KP2, Sugar Queen, A2AA.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a couple of comments here. We were just trying to get a hold of another Metroplex member, but we haven't heard from him for a while. He hasn't been feeling too well, and that would be Harold, KC2TDF. I'll give him another try if it is transmission. Maybe he can get it. If he's okay, we'll get him on the net here. Okay, good evening to Lou, if you're still listening there. Lou, N2CYY, is vice president of 1070, and he has just recently going to start becoming a newsletter editor too. So, Lou, if you're listening, I'm going to congratulate you on that, and good luck. If you need any help on that, let me know. That's very good. The old newsletter editor, who has done a fine job, is retiring. Nice to hear Rob in there from Mexico, WV7ABF, XC2, was it GXG, I believe, yeah. I was going to send you an email, Rob, believe it or not, to remind you about the net. I know you've been working and stuff, so you haven't been able to make it, but it's really good to hear you in there. And we have been working with some of your buddies there, including XC1R. We worked him on Sunday, along with a couple of other guys on Riddy. So we do, this one is as passes along to Rob. We do have the random wire up now, and it's working perfectly. It's really giving us some different areas that we can work more consistently. I'm pretty happy with it. Around 50 feet, of course, you got to keep it clear of any second harmonics. And they will be able to give you a shout one of these days. Okay, appreciate the comments on the newsletter. I'm glad the folks are reading it. It contains lots of information on all sorts of matters, and we've been very lucky to be able to accumulate that information. That's probably going to be the longest one for this year. Yeah, we're very happy to have the young man that you see in the picture there aboard with our club as well. And what we did is we got him a subscription to UST, which means now he... newsletter. We are holding the Hudson Division Awards Luncheon this year again for the second year, and we would certainly be our pleasure to have you attend the event for good purpose. Three AMs were honored in Hudson Division. One Grand Ole Ham, one Technical Ham, and one Ham of the Year. And the profits after the bills are all paid go to two very worthy events, one being the ARRL Spectrum Defense Fund, and the other one is something new for this year. We're going to also contribute some money from the event into ARRL Scholarship Fund, which means young amateurs that go into college can get some assistance via the ARRL. So, two very good purposes there. Okay, I think I might be timing out, so I better get it back to you guys. We'll be listening. Anybody got any questions? We'll certainly be in here. So, KB2 Sugar Queen, KE2AA.
Okay, yeah, you did time out. Oh, maybe a minute ago. I don't know what happened. Well, I left a big pause, and so the other link is not reset. Come back aboard. Okay on everything. You went out about the time you were talking about Sawyer, and from that point, and then you came back on. You were talking about the luncheon at Diageo's. Let me see. I had a comment down here. Have you heard anything? Update on health and welfare from? I had his call down here. Roy, KA2MME. Have you heard anything on his recovery? Walt, on Roy, Walter. AE2AA, KB2SQ.
KB2SQ, AE2AA. Now, we don't have an update on Roy yet because he would probably still be in the hospital. Perhaps John, our president, may have some information. I wanted to probably give him a little chance to get home before trying to get in touch with him, but maybe John has more information on that. As for Barbara, AC2TDR, she is home. I spoke to Richie today. She's feeling a lot better, and she's looking forward to getting back into activities again. So she's doing really fine, and we're very glad to hear that. But everybody else is doing fine, so I would think Roy is too, but I will specifically try tomorrow, if John doesn't have any further updates on that, to try to get something on that. I could may even be able to go through Richie, KC2PYB, since he's a relatively close neighbor of Roy's. So I think I have his cell phone number. I'll try to give him a tomorrow, and we'll see what's happening. So back to you, Paul. Thank you for mentioning that. KB2 Sugar Queen, AE2AA.
Absolutely. I think it's supposed to go down, Jack, to
39 or 38 degrees tonight, and the wife was talking about her peppers, the hot peppers, and other peppers, how they do with this frost tonight. I know she picked a lot, processed and did what she do with them. And she still had some more out there and a few other things. I heard her earlier talking about it. And it's supposed to be 38 degrees. And happy birthday many more, Paul, that's for sure. Time flies. Your grandson, 22 years old? Wow. So with that, you and your co-pilot, be safe when you take that trip. Enjoy Atlantic City. I know you miss Las Vegas. You can see some of our lot. So I'll say goodnight to all. I do enjoy the cool weather, though. Good sleep weather. I enjoy the changing of the climate, changing of the leaves. We really enjoyed it. Definitely enjoyed it. With that, nice night tonight as always. And back to Net Control. Good night to all.
Okay, Don. Good evening. Miss you and all. So, okay, on your first time handing out an award, you got the Icicle Award. It's a very good drop. It's down to 38. And when I talk, I'll catch you there tomorrow. I'll find out about those peppers, because I've got, I went out yesterday to the garden. Last crop of my tomatoes, and that was it on the tomatoes. I got lots of eggplants, and loads of blooms on the plant. And my tempers, I pulled off about 25 red tempers, those hot jalapenos. Oh, gosh. They turned red and they're ready. They are ready. Tried one last night on some on a sandwich there, man. You talk about hot. Ooh. Won't try that again, that's for sure. Break with your time. Send me the wrench, KC2DHU. Any additional comments from you, sir? Yeah, I'll get back to Jimmy. Maybe a step away, working on another project there. WB2LNV, Glenn, good evening. Any additional comments from you, sir?
Okay, I'm sitting right next to my sweetheart here, Lynn. We're both in our rockers. We're in front of the fire. Flames are dancing around, or as Jimmy likes to hear, they're laughing at the logs. That just knocked down something over there. And, yeah, we're staying warm up here. We've had our frost, so our tomato plants and all these, I think the growing season stopped. We had a couple of frosts already up here. Another one on the way tonight, I guess. So, yep, it's been a pleasurable event. And both my wife, Glenn, and I, we enjoy sitting here listening to it and partaking in it. So everyone have a great rest of the week and a good weekend, and I'll catch everybody next week. 82 Sugar Bean, WD2LMB, Abbott, New York. Up near the Catskills.
I'm going to put you in the Catskills. Okay, and stay warm. Yeah, that fire sounds real nice. Sparks flying from the logs and everything, I can just picture that. Having grown up in Virginia, that where it's, I used to remember sitting near the fireman, and in front of your legs would be roasted, toasted, the back part of your body would be freezing. I tell you. Okay. And good evening to Mr. Van there also. Break with you, and let's go to James up in the Hawthorne. I see you got the newsletter, James, KB1LOY. Glad you're enjoying it. Any additional comments from you, sir?
You all on the net, and thank you very much for sending me that newsletter. What a fine newsletter that is. I appreciate you sharing that with me, Paul. I'll take a look at that. I'll have to read that and give me some time to look at all the different activities that Metroplex has going on there. It looks like quite a busy roster there. And no other comments from the net. Just enjoy the rest of the week and enjoy the weekend and your trip out to Atlantic City. I wish you the best of luck in the slot machines, and hopefully you can come back richer than you go there. So with that, we'll turn it back to Net Control to KB1LOY. That clears it.
Okay, James, thanks a lot for checking in with us this evening from Hawthorne. Let's see. Let's go down to Pennsylvania. Entry up there. Dan, any additional comments from you, sir?
Back to net control. CFTX, Philadelphia.
Okay, Dan, again, thanks for checking in with us this evening. Dan in Mexico, any additional comments from you, sir? WB7AVF? You've got a slash XE1 Golf X-ray Golf.
Yeah, first of all, best to everybody. And yeah, the fireplace sounds really, really nice. You know, there's something to be said for cold weather and covering up by the fire. And Paul, you mentioned freezing the backside while the front is toasted. I had that experience as well out in Washington State. Walter, very fun business on the random wire. I did the same thing here. I trimmed the 66-foot wire head down to 56 feet. I'm using that pretty good on 80 meters. And I've been having some openings up into your part of the state, N2RRA and others. We'll have to try TSK again for sure on 40. And as to the FT450, Fox Tangle 450, I've been tweaking menus and using filtering tricks that I picked up on the Yahoo users group. So it's a pretty good radio, you know. I'm now extra happy with it. Armin, hi to you. I'm building a little single-stage cold pit oscillator QRP device, which is a lot of fun, and doing the music thing. So with that, I 73 to all. I do hope to visit the New York City, New Jersey area at some point. Let's hope it's later this year so I can really freeze my you-know-what off. But if not, surely in January. With that, 73, and greetings from Guadalajara. XE1 GXT clear. So back to you as you call.
Okay, Walt, do you have a reply? You want to reply back to Bob?
Yes, I would appreciate that, and I'll make this my wrap-up at the same time. Bob, that's very good. I'm glad to hear you're getting good results. So we'll tune up and up, and we'll sometime make a schedule. I'm pretty sure we're going to be able to do it now. I really like the results from the random input. I use a 5kW UNUN, so it should break down. And I wanted to say, I just checked with Roy's home. He's definitely not home. He's still in the hospital. Unfortunately, I don't have his new cell phone number since he changed over, but I'll get it from somebody tomorrow, and I will call him. I'm sure he has a cell phone with him. If not, he'll get the message I left him on his answering machine. And Paul, yes, sir, he's doing an A-1. Fine business job as usual. I hope you enjoy that 71st birthday on the 5th. You and your bride of 46 years down there at AC should have a good time, but I hope you can make Vegas instead. So I'll say 73s. Thank everyone for the accolades concerning the newsletter. We'll try to keep up the good work. 73s to all. We'll read the mail until the net goes down. Back to you, Paul, and thank you. KB2 Sugar Queen, AE2AA.
Okay, and a bit of information passed along. The 146940 repeater will be shut down at the end of the month. Information I received earlier this week, wherever they had their repeater site, someone bought the property and they don't want the antennas there, so 146940, I know I use it a lot when I'm traveling down to Pennsylvania or going down to Turnpike or out in that area. It's very outstanding coverage on it. I think it's K2 Echo Tango Sierra, 146.94. It's been up for many, many years. I can recall it since I've been a ham. It's always had great coverage on it, but someone bought the property and they want to remove those unsightly antennas from it. It's weird it was repeated to me. Okay, great with you, Walt, and let's see, Harmon, additional comments from you, maybe. Two sugar points, net control.
Okay. Roberto, when you get to that QRP stage there, maybe I can find out what frequencies you're operating. where in the band you'll be and when you'll be on, and I'll be listening myself. If I ever get to the HF, get back to HF work, which I haven't done since, time immemorial, I certainly want to play with QRP. I think it's very challenging, and it's more interesting than just putting a kilowatt on the air and seeing where you can go, because when I was a kid, I used to read Popular Science and a couple of other magazines, and I never forgot the fellow with the clothesline who had a half a watt transmitter built out of some surplus army parts in the 40s and spoke to England with it from a clothesline in Hoboken. I always think of that every time I hear about QRP. It's that article I read when I was perhaps 13 or 14 years old. So I'd like to be able to pick you up from Mexico with that Colpitz oscillator that you're going to be putting on the air. And Paul, congratulations on your 71st birthday. I'm heading for a birthday myself. In 1 month I'll be 75. Oh, jeez. I don't know where it's going. At any rate, it's been nice to hear everybody on the net. I came on a little late. Try to make it a little earlier next time. So I'll say 73s. Listen till the end. And then I'll probably be just reading some magazines and go on to bed. So, WA2SHA will be clear with KB2SQ after the round. 73.
KB2AA. Go ahead, Walt. KB2AA, KB2SQ.
Okay. I thought I'd be signed off, but I do have an update. Roy just called me. Okay. He is home. He had his operation on Friday, and he came home Monday. And he's hurting a bit, but otherwise making a good recovery. And he said thank you to everybody who's been concerned for him at Metroplex and wherever. So he sends his best regards to everybody on the net. And, you know, he doesn't talk so long because he's, you know, not comfortable yet. So I will give him a call another day yet. But he is home. The operation was a success. It just takes him about a month to get healed up and get, you know, back in good operating condition, I'd say. So that's a good word on Roy. We have good news there. So once again, good evening, and back to you, Paul. KB2 Sugar Queen. This is AE2AA.
Okay, well, thanks for breaking back in with that. That's great news there. It's always good to hear. Recovery is going well. The operation was successful and all that kind of good stuff. Well, thank you very much. Let me go back up to see if Jimmy the Rich is back. He wasn't there when I called back a second. KB2DHU, James.
KB2 Sugar Queen, K2 Cutie.
Conversation on 565 with
a gentleman of mine from that I know from, you know, quite a few years. He's up in, I don't know, somewhere around Sussex. I don't know where the hell he is. It's up there somewhere. It's up in the woods. And he was on. We had a good conversation. Heck, that you ain't the NW2NPR. And I kept watching the S-meter, and I could see somebody was on Metroplex, and I'm looking at the clock, and the clock, you know, it going by. But luckily, I got here before everybody left. I just wanted to say, Paul, yeah, I'm still supporting the net, and I missed everything. I really couldn't, you know, I wasn't in a position to be able to listen. But I'm here. You know what they say, better late than never. KB2SQ, K2QDN.
Okay, Mike, good evening to you. Appreciate you stopping by. I know you can get on some of those events, the QSO there on the Simplex frequency there, so I understand. And I'm sure you had a few shortwave listeners in there and enjoyed it, like I do sometimes when I shortwave listen on you. Mike, it's always a pleasure. And again, thanks for stopping in. With that, let me see. Let me call a couple of people that I didn't hear tonight. KC2VRY, Jim. Here at N2SCL, Gary Mobile, are you around? KC2 Sugar Point. Down in Mexico, XC1, Golf, X-ray Golf. is called WB7 Alpha Victor Fox, but I just want to make sure that you had, since you mentioned your call, if you had any comments for him there, Mike, go ahead.
Well, I hope he's doing well. You know, we used to talk all the time in this area. I know he went back to Mexico, but, Bob, it's good to hear you, and, this is what happens with Echolink, you know? I keep thinking you're back here, but you're really not. But I hope everything's going well for you. And, well, good luck on your endeavors. And all I can tell you is while we were here, we had some good QSOs. And that's it. Back to you, Paul.
Okay. And Armin, if you listen, Mike asked a question that I don't have the response to. I was mentioning we have, Metroplex will have a table there. And he asked a question that is as far as, forgot what you asked now, but I guess if you put something at the table at a sale, and what's the deal on that, maybe you can run that down for me, maybe do it again.
I can't confirm whether we're going to have a table at Barrow or not. The best person to ask would be our president, John. I don't know if one is planned. And usually John coordinates the tables at the various hamfests when we do attend and participate in the sale of stuff. And as far as members putting up stuff for sale, yes, usually that does happen from time to time. And we collect a commission on what we sell for the members, which is, of course, donated to the club. So that's about the best I can say now. John is still in there. John, maybe you could elucidate on whether we will be at the Barahan Fest or not with a table. WA2SHA.
I only had John in there. But Armin, when you read the newsletter, it clearly says at the meeting that Saturday it was confirmed we will have a table at the Barahan Fest. Fact in it.
Yeah, I recall that Edward made a comment, and I'm sorry Frank isn't in there because I know he would have all the answers there.
Okay, with that, thank you all for checking in with me tonight. It was a total of 17 check-ins, and hopefully see you next Thursday night. Look forward to having you check in with us, and it's been an enjoyable night. So at 9:14 local time, we will turn the frequency back to general amateur uses. KB2 Sugar Queen, 73 is all around.